Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey.
Can you talk? You busy?
What?
Can you hear me? Andy?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
It's May 2014, and Juan, the Colombian, is calling Andy Georgescu in Los Angeles. Andy's told Juan that his guy, Flavio, has found someone to assist in getting weapons. He suggests they all meet, Juan, Flavio, and Andy, in Italy, to square away the deal. Juan is excited about this prospect, and he tells Andy that he sent an updated, expanded list of weapons that he wants to buy.
Okay, good. All right, I'll send you a note on the Skype. I'll tell you the list.
Okay,
so it's there.
All right, perfect.
All right, I should be home tomorrow night. I call you when I get there, okay?
Okay.
We're still 100%, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I'm done. I'm leaving the day after. I'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
Okay.
Okay, brother, check it out. Let me know if any questions, please. It's important. Okay, at this point. All right, bro. Take care. Bye.
All right.
Phone call to Andy Georgescu at 5 or 3 p.m. Colombian time on Tuesday, May 6, 2014.
Juan, in Colombia, stops the recorder. He's about to fly halfway across the world to meet with Andy and Flavio. Or, at least, that's what he thinks. I'm Trevor Aronson from Western Sound and iHeart Podcasts. This is Alphabet Boys. Episode 5. You guys are not serious. What I'm about to tell you is the most expensive example of gaslighting I've ever heard. A week after that phone call you heard a couple of minutes ago, Juan flies to Rome, along with two of his Colombian colleagues. Andy and Juan had been talking about this arms deal for 2 years at this point. And now, it seems it's finally going to happen. The day before they're scheduled to meet, Juan is in a hotel room in Rome, and he calls Andy.
All right, so are you coming tomorrow?
I'm waiting. I still didn't get the stuff. You think I can come on tomorrow? Oh, the only one that I can go to is Abu Dhabi.
The one that?
I'm waiting for the guys. The one in Abu Dhabi is available.
Really?
Maybe tomorrow, but that's in Abu Dhabi.
Then
I'm trying to get somebody to come to Rome.
Andy, let me ask you this. Let's be sincere. Let's be sincere to each other. What is going on? Are you gonna comply with me, man? Don't let me down, please.
No, I'm not letting you down, man. But it's a war going on.
What Andy is saying, it's bizarre. He'd promised Juan he'd be in Italy. Now he's saying something about Abu Dhabi. But Andy says, don't worry. Flavio is still coming. So he gives Juan Flavio's number. A couple of days pass. Juan calls and calls. And all he gets is Flavio's voicemail.
This is Flavio. Can you leave me your name, a phone number, and a please message, and I'll contact you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Flavio, good morning. It's Juan. I left your message on your UK number. But Andy says for me to call you on this number as well. Wait on your phone call so we can plan a meeting tomorrow first thing. Flavio, give me a call back. It's now Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. in Rome. Take care. Bye.
Consider this from Juan's perspective. He boarded a flight in Colombia with two revolutionaries from the jungle. There are no direct flights from Bogota to Rome. With one or two layovers, Juan and his colleagues are looking at about 24 hours of travel time and a six-hour time difference. They land, they take a taxi from the airport, they check into a hotel, they shower with, you know, those tiny bars of soap, and they're no doubt exhausted. And now that they're here in Rome, they discover Andy and Flavio aren't. Juan calls Andy and he's frustrated. He's done his part. And now he doesn't know what's happening.
Yes, Andy. I call him and no call back. I know you were about to go to sleep, but please call him and ask him to call me. Otherwise, we're going to waste Wednesday as well. And this, I need to leave.
No, it's been sad. Maybe he's asleep. I don't know. He called you and tried all possible things. So he'll get it and he'll call you.
It's tough to hear, but Andy says he doesn't know what's happening. Maybe Flavio fell asleep. But don't worry, he assures Juan. Flavio is going to call.
All right, I'm going to wait, but you probably want to call him as well because, you know, if the time goes by today, Wednesday, and tomorrow is Thursday, we're running out of time.
No, we're not. Believe me, he'll call you, don't worry.
Okay, brother. See you later, bye.
Okay.
Bye. Call to Anna Georgescu's on the 14th of May, 2014. At local time is 8:50 a.m. in Rome, Italy.
That call ended at 8:50 a.m., as you heard Juan say to his recorder. By 8 p.m., Flavio still hasn't called him. And so Juan calls Andy again.
Andy, you're killing me, brother.
Hey, what happened?
You got another call?
The guy never called. Maybe he's in the plane or something, but he's supposed to fly yesterday night. Maybe he's sleeping. I don't know. But he did call you. He called me back just to get that stuff.
Andy, if you can, listen to me. Let's be straight. If no one is coming, tell me. So I can't hang around. I'm just going to leave. And then it's okay. No problem. You couldn't make it this time. You make it the next time around. Just be honest with me.
Correct. But I'm very honest.
Again, from Juan's perspective, he's been talking to Andy for 2 years. Finally, this mysterious Flavio guy is going to help him get his weapons. But now, the moment of truth and nothing. Then again, from Andy's perspective, this Colombian guy has been putting up with his delays for a very long time, a surprising amount of time. What's a few more hours? Andy's like, come on, man, I told you. Flavio's on his way. He's coming from London. Basically, sip on an espresso and wait.
But I know he went back to London.
Well, let me tell you this. Tomorrow is only so many hours we can meet. From 8 in the morning until 8:30 until 6 o'clock at night. Then I got to go to sleep because I need to be at the airport on the hours of the morning. We all have
correct.
To. I have these people with me. They're not with me right now, but I have to have them
convince them that it's not your fault. Otherwise, again, they're going to think that you're full of it.
I have these people with me, Juan tells Andy, referring to the two Colombian colleagues who joined him on the trip to Rome. If Andy, or Andy's friend Flavio, doesn't show up, they're going to think you're full of it. In other words, this could kill any potential for a deal. Juan informs Andy that if he wants to salvage things, he's got to find his guy, Flavio. And that has to happen very soon.
I totally understand. No, that's coming from the lighting part. I'm telling you exactly how it's going down.
Find the guy and call me the three-way and we can talk, please.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, see you.
The next morning, Flavio still hasn't called. So Juan calls Andy yet again.
He needs to call me now. I leave the hotel at 7 in the morning.
Okay. No, you wake up by 7. Okay, well, I'll call him right now. Give him this number, too. Do you have a number that still doesn't work?
It doesn't work. I think it's out of time, out of money.
Okay.
All right. Well, see if he can call me now. I don't mind. But I have 1 more hour before I get jump on the shower.
Okay.
All right.
Another day passes. Juan is now supposed to fly out of Rome in hours. Then?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Flavio.
Juan.
What's going on?
This is the moment Juan's been waiting for. Juan and Flavio are finally talking. More after the break.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This international arms deal, it's not exactly going smoothly. Juan is scheduled to fly out of Rome in just a few hours, and he's finally talking to Flavio, who was supposed to meet in person with Juan days ago.
Sorry about the misunderstanding, but, you know, it's like all the time when you leave me a message, I just saw the number without the area code, and I didn't know how can I dial. That's why I was trying, but...
Yeah. Flavio's excuse for not calling is that he couldn't see a properly formatted number on his missed calls. Juan is audibly skeptical. Uh-huh, he says.
Where are you now?
Right now I'm in London. And finally I got a guy which wants to talk with you. He's from Romania.
Flavio is referring to someone who can actually sell the weapons to Juan. He's got a guy now, apparently.
Well, let me ask you. I understand you were in New York this week, according to your cousin, to Andy.
Oh, Juan consistently refers to Flavio and Andy as cousins. They aren't related. But neither Andy nor Flavio bothers to correct him.
I already came and spent a week here. Waiting for someone to show up and no one showed up. I'm leaving in 3 hours back to the United States. Okay? Why don't your guy can come to Miami in a couple of weeks and we can talk. No big deal. You didn't make it. But it's going to be hard for me to come back to Europe when I came the first time and no one showed up. You have to understand that.
Flavio blames Andy for the mix-up, saying he wasn't given enough notice for the Italy trip, and that he had never confirmed to Andy that he could even make it to Italy. But Flavio assures Juan that he's a serious guy, that he's on top of this deal, and he has the contact they need to move forward.
Actually, I have to talk with this guy from Romania, which definitely this person is the first-hand in business.
Is it
the right person which you have to talk, definitely.
Okay, let me ask you this. I know this is the first time you and I are talking. I really appreciate you calling me back. It took a few days, but here you are talking to me. Is there any way possible that your guy in Romania can call me just to say hello? You can give me his phone number. I will not talk business. I just want to say hello. To the guy, the gentleman can hear my voice, I can hear his, and then we can make some kind of an arrangement for you guys to come, okay? I will not go to Romania at this point because I just wasted a whole week here. Down the road, perhaps, maybe. And you guys can come maybe in 2 weeks to Miami, okay, spend a day or two, and we talk business, because there's a lot of things we can not talk over the phone. We need to see each other face to face.
Basically, Juan saying, we need to do these super secret meetings about illegal stuff in person. And after this, I'm not traveling anywhere else for a while. You guys need to come to me. You blew it. For now. Flavio is contrite and apologizes that Juan's trip to Italy didn't work out.
And, I'm really sorry, my apology, by things are like that. You know, I asked, and you know, people in this business are hard to catch, real people to talk with them. They fly all the time, and sometimes they stay a little bit like a low profile. It's not his contact.
I hear you. But the best way to do this is for him, for you guys, to come either to Miami. That's the only way, really. I already spend my dimes and spend my time. So you need to come.
Yeah, exactly. I understand your point. It's like, it's normal. You know, it's like, you have all the right to don't be really happy because you stay there with no reason.
I asked Flavio what was happening behind the scenes during the Italy fiasco. Why didn't you show up in Rome?
Andy, he was calling me and tells me in the night, he said, you have to fly tomorrow to Italy to meet this Colombian guy. He's around with business.
Flavio says Andy was moving things too fast. It made him nervous.
Andy, he was very push me to send me money. Andy was having like $500,000 from Juan in his account. And I was scared. Be honest with you, all the whole time I was scared.
Flavio says that Andy had allegedly received money from Juan, and Andy was insistent that he send Flavio some cash. He offered as much as $150,000 as an advance on what Flavio would earn brokering the arms deal. But Flavio says he didn't want any of Juan's money landing in his account. That would have compromised him. And he says he couldn't be compromised since he was working with the CIA. And I should point out here that Flavio and the evidence in his case are consistent on this. Flavio never received any money from his work on the arms deal. Not from Juan, not from Andy, not from anyone.
And all the time I push him around, no, I have money, I'm okay. All the time I was checking my account because if I see that balance, at least to reverse the transaction. Because I know if I take money, that one is a crime. And that's why at one point I pushed him away and I said, let me talk with Juan directly. Because he was really pressing me all the time with the money. He was trying to lock me up the way I was trying to lock everybody. And you see, when I call CIA the first time, I give you the framework. Right now, I have to put all those pieces together because it was pointless for me to call again and said, you know what? I was doing this. I'm not an informant for you. I work with you. That means I give you the framework. I'm let you know in April 2012 what I'm going to do for you. Right now, let me produce all those things and put them together. And I said,
I want to pause for a minute because what Flavio mentions here, it's important to remember. Flavio called the CIA in April 2012 and told the agents about Andy and Juan. He told the agents pretty much everything. The first conversation Flavio has with Juan is in May 2014, 2 years later. In that 2 year period, Flavio never calls the CIA, and the CIA never calls Flavio. Make of that what you will. And I don't say that flippantly. I mean, make a mental note. That 2 year period of silence, it's a question that hangs over so much of Flavio's story to come. In May 2014, Juan and his two Colombian colleagues travel to Italy. Andy and Flavio stand up Juan and his colleagues. Flavio's first call to Juan happens just hours before he's scheduled to leave Rome. And Flavio isn't even in Rome. He's in London. It's a total shit show for Juan. I think it's reasonable to say that just about anyone looking to buy millions of dollars worth of illegal weapons would have walked away at this point, convinced that Andy and Flavio were nothing more than time-killing wannabes. But not Juan. At times, though, Juan does seem to lean toward throwing in the towel.
Listen to me. If you cannot do it, then let's forget about this. I cannot. You guys are not serious.
This is from a later call Juan has with Flavio. He dresses him down for being a no-show in Rome and for constantly changing plans.
You change every 5 minutes. You want to play by your rules. And I'm time to attack. I went the first time. You told me it wasn't your fault. And now you're telling me a different story. I don't care about Andy. I don't care about you. I don't care only about my business. If you're going to work with me, we need to be serious about working. That's the bottom line. So you need to understand my position. These people are no game. No, they don't play games, I should say. These people, you know, are serious. I can get in trouble with them back at home because of not keeping my word. You need to understand that. This is a serious business. If you guys are not ready to do this, then forget about it.
Juan lays it all out, insinuating in so many words that his bosses are serious. They don't play games. They're killers. But Juan doesn't want to walk away from Flavio. He stays in this burgeoning deal, appearing to think that Flavio can make good on his promises to deliver. And Juan isn't operating solely on blind faith. Flavio engages Juan in a big way after the Italy trip, with Flavio and Juan speaking regularly by phone now.
I have the solution.
Okay, good. Okay.
I find the solution.
Perfect.
The solution Flavio finds is an arms dealer who has connections to a manufacturer in Ukraine. That's after the break.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Generations Riviera Maya Resort and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey Flavio, how are you? I was talking to your friend Jim, whatever his name is, Jim Tas. He just called me from Denmark. Okay.
Flavio has put Juan in touch with a guy named Gintautis. Flavio doesn't know Gintautis. Someone Flavio knows in Romania had referred him. So Flavio put him in touch directly with Juan. Gintautis has connections with an arms manufacturer in Ukraine. He can act as a broker between Juan and the Ukrainian factory.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good. Well, this is the guy, this is the main guy, right? That you say?
Yeah, he's the seller.
The reason Juan is calling Flavio now is that he's just talked to Gintautis, and Juan's impressed. He thinks Flavio's right. This is the solution. Gintautis can make this arms deal happen.
Okay. All right. Well, he's going to call me tomorrow. He's going to change his schedule. He's not going to go to Africa, but he's going to let me know tomorrow for sure that he's going to meet me in Rome on the 22nd. Okay?
Juan and Flavio had been tentatively discussing another trip to Rome. Juan is hesitant about making a second trip after having already been stood up once. But this Gintautis guy, he's changing things for Juan. If he'll be there, Juan says, he might be willing to give Rome a second try.
Don't bring anyone. Don't bring Gandhi. Don't bring nobody.
Flavio tells Juan that Gintautis is a careful operator. Juan can't bring a bunch of people to a meeting with him. This is secret agent stuff.
Just go by yourself. It's your deal. It's your business. If you bring more people in this business, you lose it.
No. I'll be there by myself, believe me. I'm going to have these two other Colombians in town, but they will not come to the meeting because I already explained to him that you didn't show up, not because it was your fault. I know it was Andy's fault now. You told me. This is going to be pretty much of a short thing. I need you to tell him. I tell him in person. Why don't you do me a favor, Flavio?
You talk with them. I send you a text message right now with his call name.
Okay, listen, you need to meet me there in Rome. You don't have to go to the meeting with him. You need to meet me there in Rome for breakfast on the 22nd, and then we can discuss how I'm going to take care of you.
Juan's recording ends abruptly there, but he tells Flavio that Gintautis is coming to meet him in Rome. And Flavio needs to be in town so they can discuss how Juan's going to take care of Flavio. That is, how Flavio's going to get paid. Juan is definitely excited. You can hear it in his voice. But his excitement doesn't last. On July 12th, 2014, 2 days after talking to Gintautis, Juan calls Flavio.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Flavio.
What's the message?
Flavio, give me a call as soon as possible. Very urgent. It's Juan. Call me as soon as possible. It's urgent. Please. Thank you.
10 minutes later, Flavio returns Juan's call.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I got a serious problem. I just spoke to your friend, the Russian, and he tells me that he cannot help me. That he has some kind of a misunderstanding between you guys. I think that's what he said, and that he cannot. That whatever I'm trying to do is beyond what he can do. So you need to talk to him, make sure that he understands. Because I told him, look, why don't we just meet and talk? Because maybe you're missing something on translation when someone talks to you, and maybe they're missing something. He says, no, I won't be able to help you.
Juan also gets in touch with Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Something spooked him. I'm going to find out tomorrow what, okay? I don't know why.
Something spooked him, Andy tells Juan. What Andy means is Quintaudis has broken off communications, and he's not coming to Rome. It's radio silence from him. He's not talking to anybody anymore.
What I think he said was that there was a misunderstanding between him and his friends. His friends are you guys or whoever is in between?
No, it's somebody hired. Something spooked him. I mean, you know, whatever. I'm going to find out what.
I didn't push him, but the guy was very nice. He knew it was me. Hi, Juan. Yes,
no, I know. He does, but I mean, it's like, you know, it's something spooked him.
Yeah, Quintaudis is spooked. That's true. What Juan and Andy don't know is that the problem is Juan. After talking to Juan, Quintaudis sent an email to the person who originally connected him with Flavio. Quintaudis wrote, "If you ever bring me clients like this again, I will never answer the phone for you." Quintaudis includes in his email a news article about a man from Africa named Fauzi Jabber. Just 3 months before Quintaudis has his conversation with Juan, Jabber was arrested by federal agents in Prague in April 2014. For trying to sell weapons to the FARC, the Colombian rebel group. From the fall of 2012 through early 2014, Jabber had met with Colombian men he believed were representatives of the FARC. Turns out, they weren't with the FARC, but instead, they were undercover informants for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA. Following his arrest, Jabber was extradited to New York and pleaded guilty to conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison. Quintaudis suspects that Juan, like the Colombians in Prague, isn't really with the FARC either, but instead, an agent of the U.S. government. This Quintaudis guy, he smells a rat, and it only took him a couple of phone calls with Juan. And you know what? Quintaudis is right.
The time is 12:42 p.m. local Montenegro time. Date is October 8, 2014. This is a meeting between CS 1, 2, and 3. And Flavio Georgescu, Christian, and two unknown males.
¿Cuál es la hora de aquí? Porque esos relojes no están en la hora.
Mm-hmm. It's not what I have.
You may have guessed this because it's kind of weird that someone with the FARC would record their conversations, but Juan is not with the FARC. He's with the DEA. That's in the next episode. This is Up in Arms, Season 2 of Alphabet Boys. Alphabet Boys is a production of Western Sound and iHeart Podcasts. The show is reported, written, and hosted by me, Trevor Aronson. For more information about this series, or to drop us a tip, head to our website, alphabetboys.xyz. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Trevor Aronson. The show's Instagram is alphabetboys.pod. If you're enjoying Alphabet Boys, tell your friends about the show. Personal recommendations are the best recommendations. And if you want to see an illegal arms deal from the inside, again, it's alphabetboys.xyz. You'll find undercover recordings and documents related to Flavio's case. Finally, you can help us ride the algorithms by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. That helps other people find us. And thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder, or find a featured all-inclusive package to Ocean by H10 Hotels and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.